Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see you in the place of worship. You are at the right time, in the right place with?
Right people.
Amen, amen. Happy Mother's Day. Oh my goodness. You're quiet, okay. Yeah, why don't you look at each other and find moms and moms-to-be and anybody who can give you mom figure, you can say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, this morning, Lynn told me, Lynn talked to me, Happy Mother's Day, and I didn't know what to say, and I thought, okay, why not? I can give a mom figure, even though I'm a boy, why not, right? We will talk about that soon, a little bit about it, and we will celebrate today, and we will have a moment of prayer for all the moms and moms-to-be and who gave mom figure. During the week, we will have ladies' luncheon Thursday, and if you have any question, please find Beth Matthew. And next Sunday will be graduation Sunday, and we will have Lion Scholarship Award. And also last Sunday of this month will be the Pentecost Sunday. And I told you, you are encouraged. I want to encourage you to wear red, pink, yellow, white. You have many options, okay, when we celebrate the Pentecost. And this month's loose coin will go to Let's Feed Our Children. So you know, about 10% of all the children in the United States, they go to bed with a hungry stomach. So it's our issue as well. So let's feed our children. We will help. I'm so happy. We go and help our children. And we have a couple of projects to help others. You may find some list of collection items in the fellowship hall. We will collect all the items by the first Sunday of June, so you may go and find it. And today, this morning, Katie is our liturgist. Let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Please stand as you're able and join me in our call to worship. When hatred and division separate us, God binds us together in unity. When past quarrels estrange us from one another, God binds us together in unity. When we feel excluded and left out, God binds us together in unity. Bind us together, Holy One. Bind us together in unity. Please remain standing for our opening hymn, Amazing Grace.
Seated. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. During the week, we have a few people who have birthday. Manorama, Chandler, Erin, Brin, Mike, and Max. You can make a phone call or send a card and celebrate their birthday. And also, we have Brad and Erin's anniversary. Now, I'd like to invite you to share your joys and concerns. What joy you want to celebrate as family? And pray. Oh, yes!
I have a joy.
Yes.
A part of my family is
here. Ooh! Yes? Kale. Yes. Kale, I heard about you, boy.
I also have a concern. Dave, who you've been praying for,
yes.
My cancer is going through chemotherapy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. So happy to see you. And please continue to have Dave in your prayers, in his treatment. Thank you. Finally, yeah. I was thinking just 5 minutes before the worship, am I going to speak this side? Looking toward only one side, but now it's fine. Thank you. Yes.
I have a concern. We have a teacher who showed up to school last Monday at the high school in Dixon and was ill. By the end of the week, he was hospitalized, sent to the University of Iowa. He's unresponsive and on a feeding tube, and we don't know what's wrong with him right now. So we do some prayers for him, and he's not that old either. I mean, he's
Yeah, do you mind if I ask Scott? Scott, thank you so much for sharing. Please remember Scott. Yeah, please have him in your prayers. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yes, Tony. McComb, not McCoy.
I'd like to offer up some prayers for my oldest son. He just graduated AIT, and now he's headed to airborne training, so I do believe he's going to need a lot of prayers.
Oh, yes. A lot of prayers. Yes, yes. Please remember him in your prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. By the way, his name is McCoy. Yeah, Tony McCoy, not McComb. On the bulletin it says McComb, but thank you. And other joys and concerns? Yes.
I had lots of birthday wishes yesterday. I did not know you had anything.
Yes, yes. Thank you for sharing. Yes. Please continue to have all the students who are going into the next chapter of their lives. Some of them will find their job. Some of them will go into the next level of academy. So please continue to have them in your prayers. And it's Mother's Day, as many celebrate the Mother's Day for their love. There are so many people who need our prayers, all the mothers who need courage, all the mothers who need wisdom, and sometimes all the mothers who need forgiveness. We have all of them with our love in our prayers. And now let's turn to God and pray. Gracious and loving God, we come before you to worship you and get reminded of who we are and whose we are. Lord, we belong to you, and we are grateful that we can claim you our Lord. For that, we give you thanks. Lord, this morning we have shared many names, the people whom we have been praying for. We share our joys and concerns, spoken and unspoken, Lord, because we believe in you. You listen to our cries. Lord. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of all the mothers and all the people who gave us mother figures in our lives, who have nurtured us. May their lives, God, be blessed to be a blessing, so that this world may be more shining with your love. More people may learn the love of yours, Lord. And also we remember the people whenever the Mother's Day may be a sad day, who needs forgiveness, who needs restoration, who needs reconciliation. God, bring peace, love, and healing in their lives. And also, Lord, we remember the people in many places who are suffering from natural disasters, suffering from injustice, war, conflict, and so many others. Lord, remember the people who lost their beloved one from gun shooting about a week ago, and also the people who lost their beloved one by tornado a few days ago. Lord, open our eyes to see your precious people around us and give us courage to stretch our hands and be with them, with our love. Lord, we need you. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our heart and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Please be seated. Let's sing together Sanctuary.
Try this again.
Today's scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 16a, and Matthew chapter 4, verses 17 through 22. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. But in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an account of the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he has walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
We have been talking about Jesus calling. Jesus says, "I will make you fishers of people." And it is mainly about the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is all about, the main focus of Jesus' teaching, Jesus' miracle, Jesus' all lessons for us. As his first sermon begins with, "The kingdom of God has come, so repent, repent." So you may have some stereotype whenever you hear, repent. But let me tell you, I gave you a picture last week. So it is like, I can picture myself in the classroom, and not that one. Wait, no. Go to the first one. Hey, Joy, wake up. You know, in a classroom, just imagine that I'm chatting a lot, and my teacher, Miss Wendy, "Hey, Paul, you are too much talking. Quiet, be quiet." Then I'm pointing out, "Hey, Andy, Miss Wendy said, you must be quiet." Do you see what I mean? Jesus talked to each one of us, repent. That means we need to see where we are. It's not about others. We need to self-examine ourselves. Am I be the person God wants me to be? Before we pointing out somebody else. And it means a lot, because whenever God says repent, that means you have a room. We have a room for you. I have love for you. So that you have the second chance. You need to come back. So last week we talked about some lessons, and I want to continue with some examples. It is all about what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ and a citizen of the kingdom of God, and how we may claim it in our daily lives. You know, right after Easter, I went on my vacation to spend some time with my family. Now it's time for the next slide. That was every day my morning with my father. Yeah, that's my Jimmy. And I talked to my father in 20-some years. When I become 70 years old, I will do that again. I'm not going to stop that. Anyway, it's not Father's Day, it's Mother's Day, but one of you asked, "Yeah, was that your everyday morning?" Yeah, pretty much. And I spent 2 weeks meeting all the people that I wanted to meet. And one of them was an Anglican priest. I loved him. He has been so passionate about his justice and compassion ministry. He has been standing with the victims of injustice and the people who are minority in their society. He was wild, sometimes tough in his ministry. And it is never-ending work. And I was curious. I was curious about his calling story and what makes him excited and worked all day long helping others in so many places, standing with the minorities and the victims. And then he shared his childhood. His mom was a poor single mom when he was little. And they were concerned every day if they would have a meal on their table, even though she was working so hard. And one day, a person from a church in his town stopped by and left him some bread. Another day, some fruit and a small amount of money. And that happened so many times. And he said, bread, rice, fruit, they were so precious. It meant a lot. But it meant more than just food, because it meant to the family they could feel cared and loved by somebody. And when he was a senior in his high school, one of his church members came to him and said, you know, I have been praying for you and I want to support you. And he gave him a check. It was his college tuition fee. And that was the moment he said, God, I'm going to live my life, entire life, to share your love and care, just like the people who showered your love in my life. Those people's love nurtured him and helped him know the love of God and transformed his entire life to live by God's love for God and others. And let me tell you another story. A friend of mine, her husband passed away about 20 years ago. And she had a really hard time, tough time. And she ended up being addicted to alcohol. Her life was a total mess. And at the time, one of her neighborhood, a elderly lady, she invited her, my friend, to come to church. And she said, you need people. You need companion. You need a community that cares for you. And I'm praying for you. But she replied, my friend replied, of course, no. Then the lady, she didn't push her or twisted her arms, but instead, she talked to my friend, you and your children are in my prayers. And then do you know what she began to do? She baked cookies for her children every Saturday. Every Saturday for about 3 years until she passed away. Then my friend thought about her, and one day she went to church thinking about the lady. Do you know what she is doing now? She becomes very active in a church and becomes a leader of the church. And she's teaching a Bible study. And she becomes the lady, just like the lady who had to take care of, who had cared for her and her children for a long time. She has become just like her, sometimes baking some cookies, praying for others. Without the lady, What if the lady didn't care for her? Where do you think my friend would be now? And here's another story. A friend of mine, he has so many tattoos all over his body. Okay, by the way, I don't think that I have some kind of bias about that, but his tattoos were so wild and scary. A couple of skulls, sword, and death angels with dripping blood. So many. And do you know where I met him first? In my seminary dormitory. And he was my roommate. I remember that day. I was scared and literally made a step back when he came close to me. Oh God. And he said he was a wrestling player when he was a high school kid. But he was addicted to drugs, failed school, and later became a gang member. And one day he was drinking alone at a bar and he was not in a good mood. And there was a gentleman near him. And he talked to my friend, "Hey, sorry to bother you. You look a little bit down today. Do you need a friend? Do you need a friend?" So they talked for a while, and he told my friend, "You know, I hope you feel better soon. And I hope you know God loves you." Maybe it took just 10 or 15 minutes, but his word of kindness and care touched my friend. And he wanted to know more about God because of the person. Now, this tattoo-filled pastor is pastoring over 200 youth. What if the gentleman didn't ask my friend? Simply a simple gesture of care. Do you need a friend at a bar? Where would my friend have been? He could have remained in a gang. Sometimes we are afraid of talking about our faith and inviting others to Christ. Even ask the people, "Do you need a friend?" Because we don't know all the situation people are dealing with, and we don't have the answer to all the questions. But I think it's okay. It's okay. And we don't have to. So far, I have never met anybody asking me, "Okay, now, so you say you are a pastor. Tell me about the doctrine of Trinity. Can you explain it to me?" No, so far, no. Just in case, if somebody comes to you and asks you, "Tell me about the doctrine of Trinity," or some other complicated questions, you may say, "Okay, I'm not sure about that, but if you come to my church, I bet my pastor will explain it to you. How about that?" If somebody asks, "I don't know what to do with that. I don't believe in God. Can you prove if God really exists?" If you can answer, that's great, do that. But if you're not, you may say, "You know, I may not, but there are so many philosophical arguments about that. Is God real or not?" You may easily find some of them. Google it. But what I can tell you is, I felt God in my life so many times. I feel peace and God's presence in it. And knowing God and trying to know and follow Jesus have changed my life. That is what I can tell you. We don't have to have all the answers I believe that's impossible. But we may say what we believe and what we experienced, and our best way to manifest love, genuine care, forgiveness, hospitality, compassion, and justice. We may prove the presence of God through our words and action, reflecting God's love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Sometimes it is like baking some cookies. Sometimes it might be giving a ride to a person in our neighborhood. Sometimes it might be treating others with our smiles and kind words so that they may feel they are cared and loved. When Jesus called Simon and his brothers, he didn't say, "Hey guys, you know, I'm a big deal. I'm the Son of God. You gotta believe me." No, he didn't say that. He said, "Come. Come and see. Come and follow. And you will be inspired. And you will learn what I'm talking about. And I will make you fishers of people." Simon, Andrew, and their friend, they had no idea what he was talking about. They didn't know Jesus was the Son of God. They didn't know Jesus was the second name of the Trinity. They didn't know he was going to die for all of us. All they knew was this rabbi had come alone, and when he spoke to them, they were inspired. They felt cared, and their heart was moved. So when they were asked to follow him, they immediately left their nets behind. That's what we have in our story. And this becomes our story. This matters to us because if we consider ourselves disciples of Jesus today, we are still called to be fishers of people. That is Jesus who is going to change the world and calling people to the kingdom of God and inviting them to repent. It's all about changing ourselves and turning ourselves to God, God's love, and restoring the world with the fellow followers of Jesus Christ. After Jesus' resurrection, he gave one last commandment, and we call that the Great Commission. Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I commanded you. That is our job. That is our mission, to be like Jesus in manifesting love, care. Let me just wrap it up. This week, I want to encourage you to take time, maybe 30 minutes or an hour, and write down something. You take time and think about one question. How has Jesus made a difference in my life? If you feel you have not taken enough time to think about that, if you have not think about being a disciple of Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you to think about it. What kind of changes would Jesus want in my life? What can I be? How can I be more like Jesus? And I want to encourage you to write down. And I believe the writing, your answer, it is your testimony. That is what God is asking all of us. If you can tell your story to answer those questions, you are ready to be fishers of people, because I believe God is calling all of us, you and me, to be followers of Jesus. And God is ready and willing to do God's work through you. Amen. Grace, let me ask you, when you think of your mom, what comes to your mind? Brilliant. Okay. How about you, Lily?
Smart.
Okay. Hey, buddies, when you think of your mom, what comes to your mind? Word or? Oh, energetic. How about you, Mitch? Huh? Wonderful. Your mom is wonderful. I knew that, yes. How about you? When you think about your mom, what word?
Caring.
Passionate.
Yes. Oh, it's your turn.
I think, caring and a great cook.
Oh. Yeah, we don't want to forget about that. Mom. I think somebody mentioned the world is so wild and too big. So God sent moms. I said moms. Our biological mom and the ladies who gave us mother figures so that we may know the love of God in reality. And we have one right here. The bread and wine that represent the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. As we celebrate all the mothers and the people who gave us mother figure, we remember Jesus' love for you and me. Let's pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. Lord, bless each one of us, and especially bless all the mothers, the mother of love, mother of courage, mother of wisdom, and also who needs your care. And Lord, bless these precious elements of the Holy Communion and make them the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that as we take them, make us the body of Jesus Christ, redeemed by his love. Lord, thank you. Amen. One step back, I will stand here. when we had the communion, Katie gave me this amount of bread. Thank you, Katie. So I have to cut it half. That just reminded me of my mom when I was little. My mom asked me one day, oh, you want to have second? Oh, yeah, I can go get. No, I will take care of it. I will go get you the second. Okay, mom, I need this much. Then do you know what she has done? The amount? Yes. Full meal again for the second and third. And she said, oh yeah, you can just leave it as much as you can have. That's okay. Then I have to finish them all. I felt, when I think about my mom's love, I thought about the second dish. I asked this much, maybe one bite or two bites, but she gave me a full meal again. I believe God's love is just like that. When we ask, God is with us. God is ready to bless us. Sometimes it might be a different picture from our expectation or imagination. But the fact is, God is with us. With love. For that, we give thanks to God. And this moment, with our gratitude for all God has done in our lives, we present ourselves, our time, talent, and resource to God. Amen.
Gracious God, your gifts are indeed great, your works a wonder to behold. We thank you for the gift of your amazing grace as we return a portion of these gifts to you. Bless these gifts that our giving may become a beautiful message, your love and grace. In Christ's glorious name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is Onward, Christian Soldiers.
The benediction. God, you are the God who loves us like a good mother. We remember our mothers and the people who gave us a mother figure, their love, their sacrifice for each one of us. We are who we are because of their love, care, and sacrifice. Lord, help us remember all the moments of love and care, and give us courage to be like them, to be the person of love and care. So now, let us go forth in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the Creator, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen. My heart with your desire to make me more like you, more like you, Jesus, more like you. Touch my lips with holy fire and make me more like you.